How many of you guys like birds?
Oh, a lot of enthusiastic hands.
This group of about 30 kindergartners to 11th graders from Valley Oak Charter School in Ojai is visiting the Western Foundation of Vertebrate Zoology in Camarillo, also known as the Bird Museum.
I really love birds. I love snowy owls. I love great horned owls. And I love hawks and bald eagles.
7-year-old Sequoia Knott is getting a close look at some of the hundreds of thousands of specimens inside a large warehouse. This museum is like the Smithsonian for bird enthusiasts. The enormous bird collection boasts more than 1 million eggs, 56,000 skins, and 20,000 nests, all from the early 1800s to today. The museum has almost everything.
What's one bird that you guys don't have here?
Oh my goodness. I don't have a dodo.
But even without the dodo bird, Dr. Linnea Hall, the museum's executive director, says the vast collection makes it an important research institution.
The value of this for research is kind of unprecedented anywhere else in the world. We're really a national repository for egg collections here in Camarillo, of all places. And so it's lovely that it's here too for our local community.
11-year-old Bodie Klaus says it's overwhelming.
I think it's really cool the variety of species they have, all the different eggs and nests.
The collection's manager, Renee Corrado, leads the kids on a tour.
Do you guys know what is the largest bird egg?
Ostrich.
Very close. But Dana, look at this one. This is the largest bird egg that ever exists. This is the elephant bird egg.
He says these foot-long eggs once weighed about 6 pounds and came from a 14-foot-tall bird.
The elephant bird was in the island of Madagascar. It got extinct in 1649.
Corrado maintains the collection and preserves the specimens. He gives samples to scientists doing bird research around the world. He also collaborates with other scientists on the conservation of threatened species by conducting bird and egg counts in places like the Channel Islands and the Santa Clara River.
It is sad to see dead birds in here, but it is so important that these dead birds are helping the live population. We can save the bird species.
So you can go ahead and look at the nest, look at the eggs.
The museum science education coordinator, Paul Grindrod, teaches students with a hands-on learning experience.
It just gives them a much better feel for the world at large, that eggs aren't those big white things that we eat hard-boiled or scrambled every morning. They have an absolutely critical role in the reproduction of these animals, and if they can be more aware of the variety and the patterns and the changes, I just think it makes them better thinkers.
15-year-old Amber Hodge says she's learning to think like a scientist.
We are comparing woodpecker eggs, and even though they're the same kind of bird or egg, they have lots of differences.
The greatest lesson on this field trip may come from Corrado, a Guatemalan immigrant who likes to tell students how he started as the museum's gardener, but through schooling and hard work, he became a biologist in charge of this massive collection.
You're going to achieve your dream through education. It's the only way. That is the only way I did it.
You can tour the museum on the second Wednesday and last Friday of each month and by appointment. In Camarillo, Deborah Green, KCLU News.